Listen to me very carefully.
You are listening to Pure Hardcore Asia. How's it, baby?
My mission is to go and destroy and not to let anything get involved. You get punched, you get hurt, I refuse to be hurt, knocked down, and knocked out. I can't lose, I refuse to lose.
He's been mentioned as a possible opponent.
I take all comers, I don't duck any man.
Can we assume that Michael Gokes is one of the prospects?
All comers, come one, come all, because nobody can get close to me. They're not even close. I'm the best fighter in the world.
You are compelled to listen.
Oh, no, don't start with it. See, you think it's the devil's tongue, and you think it's a joke, but
you
it's
are
real.
Compelled.
You will listen. Yes, will you just cut it out and talk normal?
You will listen to
please,
me.
Please, you know what I'm
every
talking.
Chance you get,
you
every minute.
Joke.
You will keep your radio, and you will turn the volume up even
you
higher.
It's a big joke, but you're tearing down the foundations of our nation.
The entire foundation around our
funny.
Ears.
You are all fools to challenge me! I'll crush you!
It's been a long time since I've been at full power! Come at me with everything you've got, understand?
We're gonna war! We're gonna eat that sauce up for breakfast!
You are compelled to listen.
Oh, no, don't start with it. See, you think it's the devil's tongue and you think it's a joke, but
you
it's real.
You are compelled.
You will listen. Yes, will you just cut it out and talk normal?
You will listen to
please,
me.
Then you know what I'm
every
talking.
Chance you get,
you
every minute.
Joke.
You will keep your radio and you will turn the volume up even
you
higher.
It's a big joke, but you're tearing down the foundations of our nation.
The entire foundation
funny.
Around
very
our
funny.
Ears.
Yes, thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I've got Bill the Butcher here with us.
Hello, hello, hello.
I've also got Will Turbot here.
What is going on tonight, gentlemen?
And I'm your host, V. Yes, you know, things are weird. Things keep happening. It's very strange. you know, we've actually been approached for an advertisement from, well, you wouldn't guess who wants to advertise on our cooking platform. No takers? Nobody wants to guess? Pornhub.
Since I'm white, Cracker Barrel?
Like Bing and Good News or what?
And we also have Mr. Harris here, and he's going to be our guest for tonight, but I'm just getting through current events here at the moment. I just thought it was odd. It made us laugh once we saw it. because we had this Cannabis Cooking with Chrissy D, which is now discontinued. We're starting up a new cooking show with another lady, and boy, she's a knockout, and be great for the show. And well, yeah, I just thought it was strange because as we were advertising the show, Cannabis Cooking Chrissy D, we said, hey, you know, we're looking for sponsors, advertisers, and whatnot. And the first, well, not the first, but well, I would say the first ones with any real money stepping to us is Pornhub. It's like, oh, I don't know how we're going to make that one work.
I like it.
I don't know if the new host will want to wear something sexy or not. I don't know. It may have to be a discussion for us to have. But anyways,
I think you guys need to negotiate that a little better and be like, you need an in-studio model to come and sit behind you. I don't know if that's chauvinist or not, but hey, it's free advertising and it's on TV.
I think as long as he has a man and a trans behind him, it should be PC friendly.
Oh boy.
Oh, keep it fluid, gender fluid.
How can you dress in a horn cusp and be PC friendly? Come on now, let's be real.
We need a robot in there too, because you can't be a technophobe. So,
that's okay, exactly you know what? Right. You know what? Okay, you know what? We've already set the tone for the show, so let's go ahead and jump into this. We have Transhumanistic Party presidential candidate Kristen Harris here with us. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, actually. Today's what, Monday? Monday is the day that they named after the moon. It's the day you're supposed to go out and worship the moon goddess. And majority of people know that the major moon goddess is Semiramis or Semiramis or whatever the pronunciation. There's like three different pronunciations, and I get it wrong every time. But we'll just call it Semiramis. And basically, it's moon goddess worship, and that's where we get Monday. It's Moon Day, and she was also known as the Whore of Babylon. And she stands in a nice statue called the Statue of Liberty. The Medal of Our Honor actually describes that the Statue of Liberty was developed as a image of this deity, Semiramis, the Whore of Babylon, according to the Bible. Just throwing it out there, but, you know, that's Monday.
Well, that's just a symbol, not a symbol of freedom, but a symbol of the whores of America that need to get to work.
Hey, I just wanted to talk to knowledge with you guys today.
Hey, anytime we're talking about whores, I'm in, okay?
Well,
and,
I mean,
on Mondays, ISIS is actually at its strongest, by the way.
Unbelievable, guys. Are you guys going to take the money? I don't know what's going on here, but...
Well,
are you guys capitalists? What's going on here? How does your conservative following feel about this?
Well, again,
I mean, you can just sell erection sets. I don't know.
Well, you know, they're called projects for a reason.
And I noticed that only one of you got that because it's an older thing.
Oh yeah, but it and you know. Again, this is an area we can start off on and keep it a little bit lighthearted since it is a Monday. Sex robots. Now, I don't know if you are familiar with this new culture that's coming about, but sex robots and brothels. And what are your opinions on, and I almost hesitate to say this, but what are your opinions on the little dolls, the real-life dolls that mimic little children that pedophiles can go and have their way with in these shops?
I think you're asking the wrong first question. Are they self-cleaning? I mean, that should be the first question we should be asking. Do they crawl into the dishwasher? I mean, how does that work? But no, seriously, you know, I think that... individuals should have the right to do what they want. I don't agree with everyone's personal decisions. I know I most likely probably would never ever do that, but there's individuals out there that may be lonely, maybe not be able to find an individual. Is there a point where people will get addicted to these things? Absolutely. Cool. Especially once they become more and more intelligent. And again, that comes down to the ethical conversation that nobody's having, is where do we limit artificial intelligence and should there be regulation? I'm a libertarian, so this is a very difficult conversation for me to have, because if we give something the ability to be God, should we be able to pull the reins on it a little bit? And where do we stop with it?
Well, I've got something right now, before we go forward. I just read an article where they're making some sex robots, okay? And part of the software is consent. In other words, they're coming up with a sex robot that has to give its consent before you have sex to it. Okay? Well, your thought. I've got six ex-wives that I cannot get consent from. Your thoughts?
I actually read in on this as well. Let me flesh this out a little bit more. It's an application on your phone that your virtual girlfriend's on, and you talk to it, and you know it. You have to get to know it. It has to get to know you, and you know it has its own moods and things like that. And its body is kept in a sex shop that you can go and visit, and then talk to the sex robot, and the sex robot will let you know if it wants to have sex with you or not.
Well, you know, this article. I actually shared this article earlier today on my page, Chris Don T. Harris on Facebook, as well. You can follow me on Twitter at Chris Don, KRISTAN T. Harris on Twitter. And you know, I think that the question is, what type of users is going to, who are they going after as far as the market? Is it the rape culture? Do you get what I'm saying? That's what I'm thinking.
Can you get charged with rape for raping your sex robot?
That's just it. When are we going to see on CNN somebody's doing 40 years because the robot didn't give consent? At what point is consciousness and artificial intelligence, when it's almost inseparable from humanity and the way we act, at what point is it going to be rape? At what point are those beings going to be considered having equal rights, because you know that movement's going to come, just like the animal-human hybrid X-Men movement's going to come.
Hey.
People are going to discriminate against people that have animal-human DNA genetically engineered through CRISPR into their genetics. Maybe they want to be able to regenerate body parts. You know, these are the real questions that we're going to be talking about in the near future, and we should be having these conversations now.
It's their robot body. It's their robot choice. And bringing a full circle back to what V said, it's not just adult sex robots that they have. Some people have even suggested, and they've already been made, child robots. Some people saying, hey, let's just let the pedophiles have sex with a child robot instead. That way they don't rape any kids, and they've already been making them. And could this be just a little part of saying, hey, well, you know, we want to make sure you have consent, but, you know, this, even if you get the child robot consent, that's okay, and sooner or later, as long as you get the child's consent, it's okay, because we're all different, we're all accepted, we're all beings.
You know, this is a topic that kind of disgusts me, so it's hard to talk about without getting upset or angry, just because children are so innocent, and that even when we indoctrinate them with these bizarre kindergarten tranny shows, as a parent, I wouldn't feel comfortable with my child being in that position. I think it's the parent's job to educate their child on sexuality and the different things of the world. It isn't the government's job. And I think that's one of the bigger breakdowns in society we're seeing, is that the government is becoming the parents. Melissa Harris Perry, Common Core curriculum, children belong to the community and not to their individual families, is becoming a real thing under UN Agenda 21, which, by the way, it's surprising that Rosa Quarry, under behind her Green Mask book, kind of describes a lot of this and pretty much was right. A lot of people haven't mentioned this recently, but she deserves a lot of credit for her research and being a real whistleblower on the UN Agenda 21 thing, and it's having an effect. I mean, we're going to see it in education, especially in this indoctrination that we're seeing, especially with Common Core curriculum in the near future. All the metadata that's collected on your children, it's going to dictate what they're going to become in the future. But yes, we're seeing a hypersexuality. This is a disgusting thing, and it's a topic when you're dealing with individuals. At what point is it a mental illness? These people may have reasons and trauma in their life that they act like this or think like this. What's the problem? We need to get the core root of it. And I think that all you're doing at that, level is encouraging them to take the next step like a gateway drug is, but at the same time, I don't think that every individual would do that, but I think that there are people who are mentally ill that would take advantage of that, you know, and dive
well,
into
caller, may I ask you something? Have you ever heard of the Lolita syndrome that was patterned after the real Lolita in 1947? Do you know anything about that?
I do not. I would like to know a little bit.
Let me enlighten you. Lolita was a girl who was between 12 and 14 years old, and she took command of a college professor, and she danced him across the country, and she ruined his life. Eventually, he died in prison. She died of childbirth. She was the predator. She was actually the predator, and there's actually a syndrome called the Lolita syndrome, where you get these younger girls who are actually the predator. If you go on YouTube and you look up Lolita, you'll see dozens and dozens and dozens of videos about that, and it's fascinating. It's fascinating. These kids are they're on point, and they're much smarter than what we thought. And they've all got reactive attachment disorder. But I understand what you're saying, but that puts us in a whole other realm. You guys' thoughts?
We know the law of consent in America is 18, and that's what the law says. I don't believe that should be changed. I believe even nowadays people are childlike longer. Like maturity has slowed down. People aren't considered adults till 25 in a lot of cases. Even look how college insurance covers your children.
Right.
25, and I think that, you know, age of consent at 18, that for some individuals, I mean, it's hard to rape because, you know, some people are very immature even to the age that, you know, till they die, you know. But I think
that's the whole point
by the laws that we have, and by enticing people with this, is it not a crime almost? It's like giving them the tools to, you know, indulge in their criminal activities, except not with a real person. And people can say that's a glass half full or glass half empty. And I guess that's an ethical conversation that really needs to be had amongst everyone in the community.
I agree. Yeah. Go ahead, Will.
No, I mean, there's different arguments to be made too. I think that 18 is a pretty good place. I do understand, however, though, that the human brain doesn't develop completely, at least until 25. There's different people that have different levels of development, but you're right. And we the thing that he said that really struck out to me was the fact that, you know, we longer and longer it's taking us to mature. That's why you see all these grown up men wearing Captain America and Deadpool until their 40s, 50s, and that's their personality. It's not anything that they've done themselves. It's, man, I really like Captain America.
And also, on the subject of the Lolita thing, yes, there are little hyper-sexualized little seductress out there, but I don't think that makes the man the victim. If you were going to, as a man, if you're going to be controlled by a 14-year-old, you are a weak-willed...
If you're controlled by I agree with
V on that. There's a part in the movie about Lolita where she goes out and trades phone numbers with an older man, and the guy that's with her is all upset about it. And she starts fussing at him and says, "We need to stop looking so guilty." And then she kind of laughs and says, "Well, you need to stop looking so guilty. I'm a child. And I agree with you 100%. If you're a man, you know, I don't care if she's 14 or 12 or whatever, you know it's wrong. You know it's wrong. But then there's that borderline, as I put in one of my articles, a girl who's celebrating her 18th birthday. And 5 minutes in the club before her 18th birthday, here it comes.
We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm out. They are making it. I'm out.
So, you know, I'm thinking that, you know, with this whole discussion and the tie-in with this this age of consent and, you know, the pedophiles and the predatorial nature of not just random individuals, but the establishment in itself, you've got to look at consent. Now, this transhumanism also includes gender. Is that correct? Sex changes.
Well, no.
Is that correct?
I don't think as far as in the way that you think. There is a radical segment of transhumanism that believes in something called post-genderism, and this is a frightening another ethical conversation where basically men will be able to have children and get pregnant. So they're equal to women, and women as well will have male features and will be indistinguishable because they'll genetically engineer and design us that way, and so that we will all be equal of the same. And there is a radical segment of transhumanism that does believe things like that. Now, as transhumanism is basically having topics about futurism that need to be had now so we can have a better idea of what we can do when we get there. And I think that's why it's important for everyone to be part of the debate about transhumanism and get understand. Transhumanism is a huge umbrella. It covers things like cyborgs, like at what point you can replace, limbs that will act human, like the Luke Skywalker arm I wrote about maybe 5-6 years ago. It looks like a human arm and acts like a human arm. These are great inventions. You know, I mean, if I lost an arm and I could have an arm that's better than the one I have, that would be fantastic. You know, legs, things like that. How about a robotic heart? But at what point do we lose our soul? And again, there's an ethical debate that needs to be had. Also, things like weather modification. I wrote recently about something that might interest you, and it's right up your alley. It's called
telepathy. Okay, I want to get to that. We got a lot of time to get to that, but I want to stick more to this issue here. Okay, so just to keep it the subject transforming here, I want to then get into the area of, let's say, CPS, for example. CPS has gone rampant with the child abductions and sex trafficking, but there is a huge, huge epidemic right now of children being targeted simply because their children have not been vaccinated, or they opted them out to be vaccinated. So there are schools and institutions that are targeting parents in any way they can to get their children from them so they can stick with these vaccines, which, you know, have aluminum and other elements in them, genetic animal parts and these things, which in itself is a transhuman sort of ordeal here, as they're altering the bodies and minds of the children.
Yeah, the ethical conversation doesn't stop there. I think that there's a large amount of vaccines that are made with DNA printers. DNA printers are basically CRISPR-edited or genetically engineered life. So it basically prints life, and they use those ingredients of those organisms that are printed through DNA printers in vaccines. And so I don't know which ingredients are DNA printed anymore and which ones come from authentic, organic, or manufactured ingredients. I think the way that we do vaccines are changing, but we don't know what the side effect is, just like we saw the devastating side effect of glyphosate and Roundup. And you were, don't forget, fact challenged if you believed, Roundup GMO caused cancer. And now here they're paying out billions. Now it should be okay to question anything that we inject in our body if we don't feel comfortable with it. We have that right.
You're absolutely right. But just to go to what you're saying, I mean, you're talking about, well, we replace limbs, and at what point, and that's a very good point. And I have actually made the argument for a while now that we may actually have lost what's really humanity, because I know we're coming up to break, and I'll try to make this as quick as possible, but, you know, every time chemicals or different elements interact with each other, there's an interaction, there's a change made, there's something that happens. And like you said, with the glyphosate, with the vaccines, with the stuff in the water, with all these things that we go through birth, with the conditioning from the television and all this stuff, I mean, unless you're giving childbirth in your home off the grid and feeding that kid non-GMO foods and your parents haven't been brainwashed, that kid's not a true human, in my opinion. And we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer, S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Okay, we are back from commercial break. Now that I've got my microphone working again, that was a very wonderful statement. If Mr. Torbett here can restate that for Mr. Harris, we'll get right back into it.
So I was kind of basically touching on what you guys said, that, you know, before the break, Mr. Harris was talking about, you know, robotic arms, and this is a philosophical thing, too. People even say, are we the same human being as when we're born? Because right now, all the cells that compose my body, the trillions upon trillions of cells, are not the same cells that had been there when I was born. So there's that philosophical argument. But then when you add the levels of, oh, this person's got a bionic arm, or even already in the UK, they have designer babies, and we can make babies with three different people, and we can pick this. If a gay couple wants to have a baby, they can pick the color. Oh, I want my baby to have gray eyes, and in certain places. So, and add to that, even the people that are not doing those type of things, every single time that chemicals enter your body, there's a chemical interaction there. And as you guys were mentioning, not only is there thimerosal, not only is there aluminum, there's animal DNA. There's also aborted fetal tissue that, according to PBS, according to the scientists, it was reported on by PBS, is essential to all these vaccines, which is funny because even if you believe in vaccines, we weren't using aborted fetuses already. So you take a perfectly natural human born. We were just naturally born out on the freaking earth, our whole thousands or millions of years, whatever your perspective is. Now, all of a sudden, even if you don't have any bionics, your mom's eating GMOs, glyphosate, the fluoride in the water, the lead in the water, all the stuff that's sprayed in the atmosphere that goes into our food and our water, the vaccines, and then you pop right out, you get a bunch of screen time and all this other stuff. So I would argue that we're already past the marker of a truly human, a truly pure human, unless you're having your kid off the grid with a midwife somewhere.
I mean, you got to eat the babies to save climate change, you know. That's what it comes down to. You got to eat the babies. No, but seriously, you have bring up some great points, especially with aborted fetal tissue being essential to understanding how we can regenerate youth, et cetera, et cetera. There are a lot of ethical concerns that were kind of, it seems like there was never a discussion about it. It just came out that Planned Parenthood was, you know, dishing off, you know, fetal tissue to government colleges. And I was actually at a Madison hearing here in Wisconsin where I listened to the Planned Parenthood Employee of the Year for the whole organization claim that she received the award because she was best at identifying fetals that were in the best position for harvesting 16-year-olds that are later on in their birthing years here, you know, as far as months go, you know, as far as
God, that is disgusting.
Well, no, I have a friend of mine, Leon, who is a mortician, and I use him for information in my book, Davidot. And he told me when he became a mortician, when a person died, they had to inject a lot of formaldehyde. I won't go into all the details because you won't want to eat, but all these things. And he told me now, with all of the GMOs and all of the things we have, he told me, he said, I can take a body in from a freshly deceased person, and if I didn't do anything, that person would be preserved from all the preservatives that are already in their body. Now, I have to do it legally, but it's not necessary. Now, that's the state that we're in right now.
My goodness, that is just so crazy. And let's not forget the 5G and the other frequencies and vibrations that are being hit on us all the time. Everything essentially comes down to vibrations, whether it's radio, television, internet, waves, even light. Even things that we think are physical are just vibratory in nature. So add that to the level of all the chemicals that are interacting with our supposedly human bodies, and that's going to affect us some way too.
Well, you know what they said, that in the beginning God spoke, so there was vibration and sound, and then there was life, and I think that was one of the
essence
of the Bible, when you look into it. And, vibrations and things like that are very important. Keep in mind, we're finding out more and more that everything in life is ones and zeros, almost like a simulation. So the actual evidence for creation, per se, that we were developed and created by a more omnipotent being, which many of us believe to be, you know, God, per se, did in fact, you know, create us. There's a lot of questions, a lot of evidence that suggests this, and there's a lot of interesting alternatives where you can see where, you know, maybe stories have been changed. So,
well, you know, I actually did a documentary on this called Trans Matrix.
Trans Matrix.
Yes, it's one of my last documentaries in my series of November, the movie series. And, oh boy, they found that using microwaves and adding in nanoparticulates to a biological system, a body, an organic life form, that they can use that nanomaterial to reconstruct proteins and reconstruct DNA. So you have chemtrails and you have 5G rolling out.
Well, and then chemtrails are rumored to have aluminum and barium in them, aluminum being a metal which can be used conductively to in collaboration with microwaves. I'm very aware of this rabbit hole, and I think for majority of individuals out there, they would have no idea what we are talking about, but it's fully plausible, and it's a pretty big what-if game, but we do know that there are sinister individuals involved. We do know that Kristen Megan, who's she lives on about an hour and a half from where I live. She was a whistleblower on chemtrails about aluminum and barium and the military, as well as, we had Dane Wigington on our show, The Rundown Live, and the American Intelligence Report, talking about, using weather modification against organic crops to increase the, the demand for GMO crops. And things of that nature. There's a lot of things that go on behind the scenes when we're talking about, many of these topics.
Well, Dane Wigington's a good guy. I've spoken to him a few times, and I've been waiting for the right time to have him on my show. I've got a big reveal coming out later this month. It's going to be my next set of actually documentaries for 15 November, as I release them every year. From Halloween to the 5th of November. And I would actually like to get back with you, Mr. Harris, and maybe add in some of your quotes into it and that sort of thing. I don't know. We'll see what's going on, because you are very knowledgeable about this. But I want to get back to that. We know what they're doing with the vaccines and all that. So we're talking about consent. I think it's a horrible crime just to be targeted, because you have made the decision to not have your children vaccinated, and then all of a sudden you find yourself underneath CPS, and they're taking your children, and the first thing they do is vaccinate them.
Well, we all know that CPS is a predatory organization. As a journalist, I've seen CPS do some pretty crazy things, including, what was it? I saw them take a child away from parents that were functional drug addicts. I think it was methamphetamine, and then put their kid on Ritalin, which is basically, what is that? The same thing,
That's so. The same thing.
Yeah, and so they took the kids from parents that did it methamphetamine, but then they put prescribed it for the child, because it's okay if the government is your drug dealer. And that's, I think, what we're coming down to with a lot of these conversations, is what should the government really be in charge of, and what should you be in charge of in your own life? And I always believe that you know what's in the best interest for you and your family than government. And when it comes to vaccination, I do believe that there are good vaccines out there. I mean, look at things like the polio virus. Things have been improved, and there's arguments both ways, but I don't think all vaccines are inherently evil and bad. But I do believe that the way we administrate them, the ingredients have changed, and that a lot of them aren't necessary. Who dies from the mumps and the measles in the United States anymore compared to people who die from the vaccination? They used to have measles parties where if somebody got the measles, you brought all your kids and they gave it to them, and then, they didn't have to deal with it ever again. And here we're so terrified that we're just running money into Big Pharma's back pocket. And I'm not saying that Big Pharma shouldn't make money, but they should make money out of the hard slave and labor of curing and making humanity better, not by creating lifelong customers through future designed diseases that are built right into vaccination or are just a result of a side effect, and they don't really care because they're very interested in making money. Is that's what it comes all down to. Money is number one, and obviously power is important. And you can't have one without the other a lot of times.
That's absolutely true. Okay, so again, this is all consent because we've had this discussion about the whole consent thing, and it is directly related. I mean, we have had our lifespans lengthened. You know, it was okay to get married to a 12-year-old as a 30-something-year-old man.
I'm going to
I'm saying, you know, when the life expectancy of a man was, you know, they're dead at 50. And so we have much shorter lifespans, but society has changed. We have evolved and our lifespans are getting longer, but it's still taking us that much more time to mentally develop. And my whole beef with the whole transhuman thing is that the body is being targeted for experimentations and upgrades and these sort of things, when the mind is not yet mature enough. I mean, we've all seen Jerry Springer. we've all, you know, we're not all like that, but that is
what well, we well, focus you, on. You have to look at the different social situations. Excuse me. My social situation is Mormon. And I understand totally that during the long trek to the Salt Lake Valley, a lot of men died, and there were a lot of women who didn't have any support. So there were many men that took multiple wives in order to help support these women, but they weren't concerned about the age of the women at all. In fact, I had an old bishop tell me one time, that's why Brigham Young, his name signified Brigham Young. Okay, we have to go when they go back to Muhammad with Aisha, and he married her at 5 years old, and all the Christians, oh my God, look at this pedophilia! It really wasn't pedophilia; it was politics. It was when he married Al-Akbar's daughter Aisha at five, he bonded two tribes. And he was able to stop wars at that point. And he didn't consummate Aisha's wedding until many years later. And Aisha was actually one of the people that helped to... she had the Quran written on palm leaves. And she produced them later. She was actually a highly intelligent person. So you have to go with the era that we're in. Now we're in the 21st century. 5 minutes before the girl's 18th birthday, if you take her out to the lake, it's a felony. 5 minutes after her birthday, it's an affair. And so and I don't know what the answer is. I would really love to give you the answer, but I don't know what the answer is. But I know that it's you can't draw straight, hard lines in human relations. You can't do that. You have to...
No, Bill, that was a very, very profound thing that you said right there. And it's true. There's no... That's the unfortunate thing is, one thing is, there's no right answer. And then secondly, even if there is, there's not a government that can enforce that because they murder, rape, and kill more people than anybody. So it is this, you know, line, and I'm not trying to be like, oh yeah, pedophiles go ahead and consent with other people, but you bring up a great point, and this what you said is so profound because, you know, humans are all different, and that's the one thing. So it's a very, very tough paradox that we have here.
Well, what I was getting at is maturity. We need to be mature. We need to start focusing on becoming more mature. There are, you know, I'm finding just as many women's childs as there are man-childs out there, and irresponsible human beings. And it's perpetuated.
When you sit in Brigham City, like I have, and you look at the Wasatch Mountains, and you realize that Brigham Young ordered Edwin Snow to take his 17 wives up there and form that town. And these people push their hand carts up there, and they did it. And most of the wives were under 19 years old. But they were mature. They knew the deal. They knew what they had to do in order to form the civilization that they did. We don't have that now. With the millennials and the Z generation, we don't have that now. We don't have this determination of these young women who know, I've got to make a home, I've got to have babies, I've got to do this, I've got to do that. We don't have that. The human race has weakened because of the laws. And yet, if we say, if I were to say on this radio broadcast, I don't see any problem with a 14-year-old bride. Everybody say, oh my God, you're a pedophile. No, you haven't seen the Wasatch Mountains. You haven't seen what these people went through, fighting the Indians, planting, living. You haven't seen this. So, like I said, and we'll concur, I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer, but I've met these people. I have met sister wives. I have met polygamous families. I have seen all these people. And I don't know the answer, but I know that the government can't solve the answer with hard-line rules. We have to use our common sense.
Well, actually, I've got a question for Mr. Harris here. So, as society has developed technologically, how is it that, let's say, some things are forced on us, but not forced on others? And the example I'm going to give is that the Mennonites, the Amish, nobody's forcing vaccines on them. No one's forcing 5G on them. No one's forcing GMO on them. How have they escaped this scenario? And do you really think that they have? And will they have to deal with this in the future?
I don't remember if it was Larry Nichols who told me that most hitmen live in Amish communities, but I'm going to just throw that out there. But, this whole thing dealing with, vaccination, and it should be decided by the individuals what gets administered into their body. But here's the problem. This is actually about setting precedent. And a lot of people, they're kind of silo mentality, or they work in a silo and they kind of don't see, they have blinders on where this is leading. So where this is leading is, for example, China's mandating designer babies within, I think it's now like 17 years, it'll be mandated. And you better believe that the United States government isn't going to let China only be the people who have children that are never get fat or highly intelligent, download stuff into their brain and be the smartest of their kin. At some point, it's going to be mandated, or the argument is going to come up to mandate child designer children here in America. And so then the argument will be, is if you decide to have a child the old-fashioned way, is that child a threat to a designer baby because they can now contract diseases,
which is the ultimate goal of these folks, which is eugenics. This is just another way of doing what the Nazis and the Anglo-American establishment did, and say, oh yeah, you know, it's best not to let these simple-minded people breed, or oh look, it looks like V's got some bad genes, we're gonna have to chop his nuts off. That's where this is going.
Okay, my jeans are great and my balls are big. All right, so let's. You know, they've been after me having children.
I don't want to see if somebody.
That's my point. That's my point. They don't want the free thinkers. Want people to reproduce. That's my point. That's where this is going.
You know, I've been threatened a lot. We're gonna eat your children,
but not with your balls. Not with your balls. It's not with your balls.
Like I said, I've been threatened quite a lot. We're going to eat your children. That's what they would tell me.
Well, hey, John be freaking out right now. John be freaking out right now.
Okay, guys.
I'm going to have to... Oh.
Well, we're coming down to the end of the show right here. Mr. Harris, I want to thank you for... Of course, you're going to
Mr. be on. Mr. Harris, I'm going to shut up at this point because we're coming to the end of the show. But you have been a wonderful guest. I will vote for your ass. I'm sorry.
And we're going to have you on tomorrow night and the night after that and all the way until Friday. So, people, we're going to do a little shout-out online and have people call in, ask their questions. Okay? So, this has been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm your host, V. And remember, in the land of surveillance, the man with the third eye is king. So, educate yourself.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Public Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.